The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, 27 January 2017, talking with John in Chicago. Yeah, John, what has happened in this country? And it's like the political smorgasbord. You know, what part do you want to support? Like maybe the repeal of Roe v. Wade, or maybe this, or maybe that. It's not all inclusive. And we can keep hacking at the branches of this damn thing, or we can go right to the root of it. And we're talking about the administrative state. We're talking about a bunch of assets, not only in Washington, D.C., that proclaim to warm our seats of the legislative democracy that we found ourselves in. And everything is hunky-dory, and if you don't like it, well, vote for your own candidate and propose your own laws. In what? A broken system? And I don't know if you caught, John, what I said about the Affordable Care Act. Oh, no, we're going to repeal that and replace it. It's not yours to replace because it wasn't your purview in the first place to even start that. And I don't give a damn if you claim to be a Democrat or a Republican, an independent, or an asshat. I don't care. It shouldn't have ever been undertaken by the federal government. Period. So I'm done.
Well, two things. From what I'm reading, as far as Obamacare is concerned, there's going to be national health care because human beings in this country or the workforce is seen as a natural resource.
Uh-huh.
Or it's seen as infrastructure.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a matter of these people have right to health care. It's a matter of we have to keep the workers working. And I know people in Division I schools and things like that, there's going to be national health care. There's going to be that common pot of wealth. Everybody's going to get access to health care. I think that's coming whether we like it or not.
I think you're wrong. Go ahead.
I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it because I'm just like everybody else going, there is no common pot of wealth, Benjamin Franklin 101.
Okay, then why already concede by your words that it's probably going to happen anyhow? So, you know, what can I do about it?
Well, what do we have? This is the third major social program they've passed, right? They did Social Security, then they did Medicare.
Medicaid, yeah.
And now they're going to give us this, they're just going to pull money out of our paycheck.
And okay, John, slow your roll here.
Yep.
Well, let me interject some words as well. And how are those three programs that you just described, how they work out?
They're absolutely bankrupt, and
yes.
Clinton stole the Social Security money, moved it to the... They're going to do the same thing again. It's all about them reaching into our paychecks and taking our property before we get our hands on it.
Okay, and what's wrong with John in Chicago standing up and saying, no, you're not going to do that. And no, I'm not going to take some watered-down version of what you guys were involved in the first place that you shouldn't been involved in. And why are you going to give me half of hell rather than the full tilt boogie treatment of hell? I'm not interested in half measures. I want it gone, period.
And like you said, the administrative state, that's Ralph Winroad 101.
Yeah.
I mean, I see, like you said, hacking at the branches. I'm down at that level now. I have a warrant out for my arrest because I blew off traffic court. So, you know, I got myself in a pickle with my car. They suspended my plates. I got pulled over 70 miles away in another state going to work. They took my car. They arrested me. Well, I can't make it to court. I got to go to work. I got kids. I got responsibilities. Now there's a warrant for my arrest. The courts, like Ralph will tell you or anybody else will tell you, the courts are administrative. There's no judicial officers in there. The whole thing's a ruse. You already stole my frickin' car.
Right.
I don't want to get into your box and do your damn dance. But I know that the stop was unconstitutional because you pulled me over for a civil infraction.
Right.
And I called the tow company or the tow yard the next day and I said, okay, how much did you get my car out? They're like, $240 for us. You got to pay the city $500. I'm like, can I come get my stuff out of the car? They said no.
This is
That's
in
another lawsuit.
John, slow your roll here, man.
I know.
Oh, well, you're getting a little excited here, and I just want you to stay calm and cool and collected. You live in Chicago, and they're holding your car hostage for a payment of $500.
Well, they already tried to auction it off, and the loan company had a lien on it anyway. So I'm just not going to pay the usury on the car. I paid for it for 5 years. Take the damn car.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So they already lost that deal. The bottom line is I couldn't show up in traffic court, and I wasn't going to get a lawyer. But I started learning that if I showed up at the hearing, I can make the argument not engaged in transportation and the original stop was unconstitutional. I could have done that.
You
I
could,
have to do a pro se. There's not a bar lawyer in the country that
would do John, slow down, man. Slow down. Please. No, you don't, because I've asked you three times and you haven't done it yet. Slow down. Please. Now, do you think it would have benefited you by going to court and giving this judge a lecture on what jurisdiction and what law applies to you and what it doesn't? You would have lost anyhow. But you're still the loser. Listen to me.
Yeah, I couldn't take the risk. I thought about it, and I said, you'll probably lose at that level. You always do, but you win on appeal if you get everything on the record.
A record that will never be read and applied in any future court jury rigging crap that they've been doing. Now what you have is a warrant for your arrest.
Right. I'm a fugitive, John.
But they have the right. And, you know, you're doing a happy dance here because you stayed out of their court. But if they catch up to you, you're going to be doing your happy dance in a 4x8 cell. The point.
Anywhere in this country, show me your papers, please. They're going to put the cuffs on me.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying to you, you not showing up in that court and even delaying it or even jamming their head with all the stuff that you, I'm sure that you have the ability to jam their head with, that wouldn't have gone anywhere because it was a military or a court of commerce, whatever, however you look at it.
Administrative. It said on the paperwork.
Okay.
My car was on administrative hold.
Okay, and guess what? They have reign over this country through their administrative law, and you, John, out of Chicago, are not going to walk into that courtroom and change that judge's mind, because if you did so, look at all the money that Chicago would lose because the judge did the right thing. They're not going to do it.
Right.
They're not going to do it. At any rate.
And I mentioned before, you got a guy right down the street there, Eddie Craig in Austin, Texas. He's trying to get the entire Texas Transportation Code thrown out. He's working on that. So, you know, I mean, his call screener called Mike Rivero and said, you ought to have Eddie on. People ought to know about how they're using the Transportation Code to just shake us down for money. Mike's like, I listen to the guy. He's kind of arrogant. But that's where we're at with what Ralph Winterode talks about and what Eddie Craig talks about. This is a scam. They run around and we're intimidated and they shake us down for money. And that's what the people are really sick about.
Yeah.
We really are.
Well, but some people will sit there and argue with you and going, well, okay, well, what if we didn't have traffic laws? It would be an absolute zoo out there. For every argument that you give, the administrative state has come up with a counter argument that's sung to the tune of Barcard Attorney. And that's the song that they sing. And if you're not on their song page, well, you're just a sovereign. You're just an idiot. You're just man. You need to be done away with.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is a story for another day. And maybe you'll get this guy on your show when he's done. But there's a friend of mine in Antioch, California, up by San Francisco. He went to Dayton, Florida, to visit his mother. Him and his wife were walking on the street and having a little bit of a verbal discussion. And some lady behind him thought they were fighting and asked his wife, "Do you want me to call the police?" And she said, "No, he's my husband." She called the police anyway. They went around the corner in Rich County in Florida, okay, a tourist place, and these two bicycle cops came up, and they said, "Show me your ID," and they went call McGraw on this guy, threw him to the ground, pepper sprayed him, tased him, threw him in jail for 4 days, charged his wife with obstruction, two counts, even though because she wasn't going to press charges. Yeah. This guy's facing felony criminal charges for assaulting two cops. They pulled his shirt over his head, swung him around, and he slapped one of the cops in the face. Now, this guy has spent $60,000, and he's on his third criminal attorney trying to get somebody to represent him at trial. He's got a timeline. He's got a video from a witness. The police have lied in their deposition. This guy's up against it.
Well, look,
and I've got a front row seat to this whole thing.
John, I've got a stack of those horror stories sitting on my desk right now.
There you go.
And you know, as much as I know and how this bleeds people and really tests their patience, getting attacked by this administrative state, you know, this has been my argument all these years. People come out with some fandangled way that you can walk into a court and jam up a judge. He doesn't want to hear it, so he'll just dismiss the case. Changes nothing, and they move on to the next victim. I want to get rid of this body politic that has been feasting ceaselessly on each and every one of us. The beast still lives, and it's still hungry. I want to kill the beast.
There you go. Well, we're all on the same page with that, my friend. Okay,
right.
Take care, John.
Thank you, John. I appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren.
Hey, John. Amen to that.
Of what?
To killing the beast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the only way you can kill the beast is to understand what this country is. The Constitution is a body of negative law to control the maids and the butlers. It's not there to tell us what to do.
Yeah.
And this is my point. It's a simple matter, but this is why you need to get your children out of school. If you have children in school, it's our own fault because we put our kids in these schools where they lie to them, and then you don't understand why they're weak, why they have no understanding of what's going on around them. The only thing this government is supposed to be allowed to do is what's in Article 1, Section 8. There's what they're supposed to do and not do. I mean, what they're supposed to do, period. And those are their limits. And we've let them go past the limits because everybody wanted something for nothing. And this is our fault. But I was calling about the goals for America again. I actually, you know, used to go to the listen on the line and was participating. And a couple of things kind of stood out at me, and I want to know what your opinion is on these. First off, if you look at what the problem is not that there aren't enough representatives. It's that the ones that are there are not obeying the Constitution. They're not protecting the Constitution from enemies, foreign and domestic. And you notice they left that out of Trump's inaugural, his oath. You're supposed to protect this Constitution. That's the job. It's not to tell me what to do or where my kids should go to school or what kind of toilet I can have.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the job.
Right.
The job is to obey and protect the Constitution. They're not doing that. Hiring more of them is not going to achieve your goal. What it's going to do is take $140,000 per rep at 435 reps. You're looking at $61 million, $60,900. So I'm just going to ballpark it at $61 million to pay these people to be there. If you raise that to 6,400 reps at $100,000 a year, oh, my God, $640 million so that we can have these little rat bastards sitting there all year long,
Lauren,
figuring out...
You shock me.
Why?
Well, such language.
Oh, look, the demon rats and the Republicans are not going to handle this. So we're going to have to handle this.
Yeah. Well, Lauren, slow your roll here. Now,
okay.
Even if we paid, what was your last figure?
6,400 reps at 100,000 a year is $640 million.
Okay, so, I'm not arguing...
From 61 million.
Okay, so I'm not arguing for or against their plan with the representatives, but understand that they're not going to have lifelong pensions. They're going to be...
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Why would we want to pay them 10 times more? And what the hell are they doing there? Here, let's get back to the Constitution real quick. Article 1, Section 4, Paragraph 2. The Congress shall assemble at least once every year, and such meeting shall be on the first Monday of December, unless they shall by law appoint a different day. These little buggers were supposed to be home on their farms or doing whatever their jobs are.
Right.
You come together once a year.
Right.
Did anything violate the Constitution? Do we need to talk about anything? And then go back home.
Right.
And we all lived as free kings. And well, guess what those bankers did in 1933? Article 20, Section 2. The Congress shall assemble at least once every year, and such meetings shall begin at noon on the third day of January, unless they shall by law appoint a different day. So they went from meeting at the end of the year to see if there's any problems to meeting at the beginning of the year, meeting all year, and writing rules, codes, regulations, and statutes for the people who didn't understand they weren't slaves to obey. And at the same time, Article 21, what they do, repealed the 18th Amendment. Oh, by the way, you can have your booze back. Oh, with a federal overlay. Okay, so alcohol didn't used to be regulated. Now all of a sudden we have the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Now they're going to regulate your alcohol. What business is it up there?
They want to regulate the firearms too as well.
Well, no, but my point is they gave you your booze back. At the same time, they said, oh, by the way, we're going to meet all year and tell you what to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is the bankers did this, and I'm telling you how you can get rid of this, how they can get their goal achieved with a whole lot less work and time invested and make it easy. So here's the deal. The original intent of the Constitution was for them to meet and temporarily leave their job, according to Article 1, Section 4, Paragraph 2. If we repeal Section 2 of Article 20, then the meeting date goes back to December. And they can take their behinds home and work a job like all the rest of us. They can show up in December for the couple of weeks if that's necessary, only being paid for the time they're there.
Oh, my goodness. Now you're suggesting that we don't have career politicians that are poised to help us in any given turn or any time of the year. My God, Lauren.
Right. That's exactly right. And while they're at home on their farms or in their businesses, they'll be subject to the rules, codes, regulations, and statutes of the administrative, you know, because a lot of them are U.S. citizens. I'm not a U.S. citizen. I'm a non-citizen national.
Right.
So I'm a free man.
I got
But my point is, if they're under if they have to get out there and work for a living, I'm betting that they're not going to want all these rules, codes, regulations that they're throwing out there. If they have to work instead of getting free money for the rest of their lives, which is absolutely ridiculous. You know, and the thing is, the people will universally push for it. It's quicker results.
Yeah.
You get the original intent of the Constitution.
Yeah.
They're not supposed to be there.
Okay, Lauren.
Yeah.
It's been a long week, and you're rolling over me at Mach 3 with your hair on fire, and I'm in 33 and a third mode here, and you're at 78.
Well, I'll slow it down.
Oh, well, thank you. And it makes it hard to follow because you say so many things, I don't know what to address, and I just let you go, and then I forget what the hell you said.
Oh, well,
Help me help you. Okay. No, I understand what you're saying. Now, was there anything else that you saw in this that you disagreed with?
Yeah, just real quick. The problem with the reps, what he's thinking is that, oh, okay, we'll force them out of Washington because there'll be too many of them. These buggers will build a 100-story marble and glass office building to accommodate themselves.
Not if they're sitting in my backyard in the state of which I live. They won't.
You were just saying they have 8 offices.
Lauren, slow down. God, woman, please.
Okay.
All right. God, I'm asking people to take it slow. I can give you as much time as you want to talk. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And you can call me every damn day on the air if you want to. I'm just saying. Look. We're talking about doing away with the administrative state. We're talking about going back to the Constitution. A lot of these problems we're facing right now come out of commerce clauses or the Uniform Commercial Code, or it comes out of, you know, wherever. There's a lot of stuff that has to be undone. I think what they're thinking about here with the amount of representatives being on board to deconstruct, because it's going to take a long time to go through these millions and millions and millions of pages of rules, regulations, what they call as law that really isn't law. And that's going to have to be taken off the books. You just can't take the volume of books and just throw them into the fire and go, okay, now. It's called deconstructing what they have built around the original intent. All right, Lauren?
Yeah.
I got to go to break. Is there anything else you would like to say? Okay,
actually,
hold on. I've got to take the break. 3 minutes. We'll be right back. Must come down.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Lauren, I was thinking during the break, people are out there listening to the radio programming and reading information and all that stuff, and I know what happens. You get a head of steam buildup, and you get on the air, and you just roll over me like a steamroller, and I'm sitting here trying to pick salient points out of the stuff that you're talking about and address it or make comment on it, and you're just going a million miles a second, and I can't recoup.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Lauren, I'm not just saying that to you. I'm saying that to everybody. I will give each person the amount of time necessary to get their point or their opinion across, because you're not just talking to me. You're talking to the rest of the listening audience as well. So, anything else?
Yeah, so I can slow that way down. And
okay.
I'll just make this last comment, because I know there's other people that probably want to share with you. But, the Bible says, come out of her, my people, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You don't have to deconstruct all they've done. What they've done is fraud, and it violates their constitutional power. And every rule, that code, regulation, and statutes that they did pass only applies to the maids and the butlers, those that are government workers or people that have agreed by contract to be their slaves. And that's fine, and that's fair. But the rest
no,
of us...
No, Lauren, it's not really fair, because you don't know what you contracted for. It's not.
This is my point. Fraud negates consent.
Yeah.
There is no contract there.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the other thing the Bible says is, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So it is fair if they abuse you because you're ignorant and you refuse to learn. I was abused. I did a lot of things that I got hurt by. And when I started understanding the truth, well, then I stopped being hurt. And that was my power. And this is my point. If you have the power to fix it, then that's your responsibility. And so what I'm saying is, we simply need to stop obeying them. We need to stop obeying illegitimate authority. We need to keep our money in our pocket. If you've never interviewed Weiss Paris, WeissParis.com, excellent interview. You don't owe taxes, don't pay them. Boycott big business. Stop doing business. Buy from, you know, small establishments, local establishments. And keep your children in your home or educate them privately.
Yeah.
None of this could happen if they hadn't had mass brainwashing over the last 100 years. We can take it back. We don't need to spend a lot of money or a lot of time or work through their system. We just have to walk away and ignore them.
Okay, Lauren? And I'm not being mean to you, but you did not initiate anything. You've not started anything. You've not set up a construct that people can get behind to start to deconstruct this. So I'm not going to be too hard on the people that did.
No. I'm not bashing.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Well, no. Be fair now. The truth is the truth. The bottom line is this is going to take a whole lot of work. And like I said, having 6,400 people that won't obey the Constitution isn't any different than having 435.
Lauren, you're rolling again. All right. I don't think it's the intention of the 6,400 to operate outside the Constitution.
Okay, but wait. Why would those positions be filled by any different people than they are now? The Rockefellers have enough money. They can pay to put the 435 in. They'll pay and pick the 6,400. And then say, now look, see, everybody agrees. Now do what we say. When the whole point is, we're not here to do what the government says.
No. The whole point is the Constitution. You seem to want to skirt that.
No. I'm right on the Constitution. They're not obeying it.
Lauren, we will call it quits for this Friday. I could spend the next half hour arguing with you, but I'm not going to.
Okay. Well, God bless. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend.
Lauren, I thank you, and I wish the same for you as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, dear.
All right. Whew. Man. Maybe I'm just getting too damned old to keep up with it all. I don't know. But when I yell, get off of me, I can't breathe, I really mean, get off of me, I can't breathe! A friend of mine told me that years ago. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, I think it must be a free Red Bull day around the nation.
Well, and you know, I understand. And I had time to think about this during the last break. And I thought, you know, people get all charged up. They want to share what's on their minds, and you know, and I get all that. But when you run roughshod over the guy that's providing the platform for you to uncork, and he says he can't keep up with you, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm not the dullest, and I'm not the stupidest person around. If I'm having a hard time tracking and following it, so are other people. And guess what we just did, Mike? We just talked right up to the break. I got a hard bottom of the hour break here that I've got to take. Hang on. Kent in Fort Worth, I'll take your call after his. And I've got a little bit more here on America Again, the indictment engine. And they've got this trademarked, by the way.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right. Mike in Colorado. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so quickly, I know it's going to take multiple groups like America Again, and each individual who's listening to your broadcast has got to go do something that they create themselves if we're really seriously going to be able to turn this around. My question to you is about America Again. Do you know very much about them?
No. As a matter of fact, I was just reading this today, and I emailed them, and I said, give me this guy out of your a little repository of brainmanship here, and I want to get you on air, and I want to talk about this.
Got it. I downloaded the book, like, in July, and I read it, and there's a lot of good points in it. As I was listening earlier, I went to their website, and I found out it's a paid membership to be part of their thing, so that kind of that makes me wonder. So I sent them a message to tell them to explain that to me, but that's beside the point. The validity of what everybody knows and what certainly what you know and Ron and everybody who's involved with you, it's up to the listeners now to take it and go plant the seeds and go spread it and make sure everybody gets involved if we're going to actually be able to do this.
Well, and this has been attempted before by several groups before, and it's fallen apart miserably, and it was never redefined and never to be seen or heard from again. I don't want to see another action that we the people have to take in order to get this country back. Because I'm going to tell you one thing right now, Mike. When the rubber meets the road here, if we don't have a constitutional republic, then we have lost. We might get a candidate here and there that kind of goes in against the grain and rolls some stuff back. But the beast still exists. It still breathes. And the beast has got to be struck down.
Right, and you and I both know we don't want that other outcome.
And well, and you know what? Don't think for a moment that they have not planned on that last resort of the cartridge box. That would be the last...
Oh, I'm sure they have.
Well, yes, they have, and that would be the last place that we want to go. You know, I just refer back to Sun Tzu. If you don't have this battle licked before you even fire a shot, then you're defeated. And excuse me, but I'm all out of territory in which to retreat and regroup.
Right, and I think at this point we don't have this battle licked.
No.
Because they're...
Not even close.
Yeah, everybody has a different interest or a different reason or a different thing that they're upset about with this government. Some of them do understand how you can take it apart systematically, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get our ducks in a row, and I think we have, at the minimum, 4 years to do it. Maybe not quite that long, but I think the momentum is there, and we have a window of opportunity. So keep doing what you're doing, brother. You're so valuable. If America again gets back to me and tells me it's administrative costs and whatever, instead of being a membership for them, I'm going to dig deep and get another job and send you some money, brother.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Mike. Thank you. All righty. Yeah, maybe we should put it to the people. First, you got to understand what system you're under. And you tell me what administrative law you want to keep and the administrative law that you want to get rid of. And okay, now that we've eliminated a good portion of those administrative laws, we still have administrative laws on the books. And guess what? We still have the administration. You may call it back, but it's, man. You know, we got creatures on this planet. You rip off a leg or a tail or something, they grow it right back. And that's what this is, a self-perpetual. It's the only, I guess you could call it, a perpetual energy machine. And it just keeps revitalizing and re-energizing itself. You can knock it back, but it comes back with a fury. And I want to eliminate the mechanisms of which they've done this. How did we all go to the poorhouse? Well, you all know the answer to this. Let's bring in the middle guy. Let's bring in a banking system that can provide currency for all and regulate. And yeah, how's that worked out for us? I don't need to tell you. You already know. Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
Howdy, howdy. Let me tell you what happened with our run-in with the International Code Corporation man, okay? It came, he was going to come down on a certain day, and he did. He came around, and I said, don't come on the property. And he walked up and down the sidewalk like a cat in front of a sliding glass window, you know? He wanted to get on real bad, but I said, no, you can't do that. And I finally asked him, I said, are code rules and regulations laws? Well, yes, it's based on that. It's like saying antifreeze is based on grape juice because it's purple.
What did he say? What did he say when you said that?
Well, that's what he told me, and then he was going to check on the things that need to be corrected. Okay, so I moved something. I said, it's okay now, right? No. He went to the car, and I said, it's okay now, right? Nope. He told me to my face, there's nothing I could do to fix it. I finally learned that you cannot fix anything that they complain about.
Man. And what was it that he was complaining about in the first place?
It doesn't matter. It don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
And I don't care what it is. If you do it right in front of them, I said, is that okay now? No. Went to the car. Yeah, I went to the car. I said, it's okay now, right? No.
Well, then what was the exercise?
Nothing I could do to fix it.
Okay, well, Ken, what was the exercise of him being there? Was he there to fine you or to what?
Inspection.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He was going to inspect. He said he was going to come in 3 days or whatever it was, and he showed up, and mm-hmm. I had witnesses, and I'm just telling you that happened.
Well, okay. Now I'm glad you brought that up, because I was thinking about this the other day. Do you know we've got a bunch of people that can't think for themselves, right?
Right.
Okay. So if somebody,
we call them Democrats.
Okay, Democrats. Okay. Say that somebody wants to build an apartment complex, but he does not want to be. He doesn't want to be investigated, or he doesn't want anybody to come in and look at code for wiring or plumbing or anything like that. Do you think that's a good idea or no?
Okay. Let's just say you got the code man coming up. You're going to build a new house. He tells you about plumbing and water and
right.
electricity. He checks it out, and everything's okay, okay. Then he walks out of the house on a final day and signs up, and he finds a piece of paper on the ground and gives you a ticket. I said, wait a minute, hold on. I've got a power of attorney over my straw man, and I don't want to have any part of that. Yeah, I'll let you come in and look fix the house, because I got power of attorney over my straw man.
Okay,
you
so
have to realize that.
Okay, so Ken, I'm just trying to nail this thing down. To the degree that you're comfortable with this city snooper coming in and looking at code violation, some of it you're all right with, some of it you're not.
You got power attorney over straw man and say, yeah, I want you to help me with this. I need the wiring and this has got to be this way. I need to know all that stuff so the house is done correctly. That's okay. Understandable.
Okay.
But they can turn on you and you got to say no.
Oh, they can not only turn on you, but if you hire crews out to come in and do certain things and they get held up because this building inspector shows not. He doesn't show up. He's supposed to be there Friday afternoon at 2, and he doesn't show up till Tuesday afternoon. And you've got crews sitting there waiting, and then they go off. I mean, it's crazy at times. I agree. All right. Well, Ken,
nice talking to you.
I appreciate your call. All right. You know, these are the things that we have to consider, and we've got to have open discussion about. You know, you don't. Okay, we got an administrative little outfit that's been given charge to go out there and make your world safe. So, do you want the administrative inspectors coming in, or don't you? See, these are some of the things you have to think everything through. All right, Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom.
John, can you hear me?
Yes.
I've been listening to you, and you get steamrolled, right? What you need to do is go to the Michael Savage School of Commentators or Hosts, and then when the person says three words, then you hit the kill button.
And that's going to accomplish what?
Well, then you can go on and you know, give the diatribe like those guys do. No, I was just going to tease you and say, you know, you're kind of like the guy that walks up on a Coke products delivery truck that just wrecked in the freeway, and the bottles are strewn all over the street, and you pick up one of those bottles and think you're going to take a drink, right? And you unscrew that cap. When you lift up that phone, I guess you call it, and that caller's on the other line, they're like that Coke bottle that's hit the concrete a couple of times.
At 100 degree Texas heat. and by the way, I'm not the guy. I would be the guy that shows up at the Coca-Cola truck wreck on the highway, and I'd be the guy looking for the can of Pepsi rather than Coke.
Oh, okay.
All right, no, I get what you're saying. It gets pent up and it needs release, but man, you can only put your mouth over the fire hose, you know, so many times, and then you get drowned.
Well, and I full well understand everybody's feelings, because once you start to see the light, it is like that bottle of pop that's been dropped off the truck onto the concrete in Dallas, Texas, in the middle of summer. And when you finally understand the corruption that this system is operating through, then you just got to let it all out. And it is overwhelming. And I know that because of my own experience, you know.
Right.
Even with you, the first time I called you, I just kind of unloaded everything, because you're always worried. It's like when I've called into some of the other,
And Tom,
media.
That's where people have to believe me when I tell them. If they don't want to believe me, they don't need to call in. That I will give them ample time to express fully their opinion or their point of view. but do it in such a way that it's at least understandable to my thick little brain. And to do it in a manner that is, it is at least slower and more ordered.
Yeah, I remember when I replayed that interview when you had let me come on, and I said, man, I did that same thing. I rolled right over the top of John and didn't let him get in any reaction.
Yeah, and that's all that I'm trying to do is understand what the caller is talking about to make sure that their points are, you know, are understood and they're put out there. That's what I'm after. All right. Tom, I appreciate it very much. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, let me hang on to Mike again.
Okay, Mike, he wants to hang on to you for a second. All right. The only Americans who are completely above the law are our servants in government and their wealthy handlers. Now, have any of us perpetrated the crimes that members of Congress and the state legislatures commit on a regular basis? We'd be in prison. Yeah, probably one of those privatized prisons like they have down here in Texas. America, again, is developing the first mobile application to track, score, and target every piece of legislation as soon as it's filed by our state or federal legislator. If the proposed law violates the U.S. Constitution, our legal section will harmonize that the proposed activity with a corresponding felony crime is the actor's state penal code and prepare the pre-indictment information for the state grand jury for felony indictment. The grand jury, speaking of which, a thousand-year-old institution of Western law, is independent of government. As U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anton Scalia wrote in a majority opinion in U.S. v. Williams back in 1992, the purpose of a grand jury is to provide the sovereign people with the authority above judge, above prosecutor. Since the purpose of the grand jury is to bring indictments against corrupt public servants, including judges and prosecutors. Man, that grand jury, folks, their courts would be a whole lot less clogged up, don't you think? If the administrative state weren't sucking the lifeblood out of all of their victims. You know, let's put, if the state is going to go through all the trouble and all the effort to bring charges to indict you, well, let's bring the evidence that we know, not just from the prosecutor side of this, but for the defendant or his representative or his mouthpiece. Let's see if there is actionable cause before we throw this and clog up the courts and then get a verdict that gets appealed and then it gets appealed again. And you get the idea. Because I know of one place, if the people had their power, let me see. Is that Tipton County, Tennessee, with a corrupt judge, the corrupt sheriffs down there, the court system, and a bunch of good old boys just clinging on to the power clique that they've created down there? Announcement to Tipton County, Tennessee. Texas is getting ready to ride up the backside of you. And we're going to bring a lot of longhorns. You know those big, stickly, big things? They don't fit too well where we intend to put them, if you know what I mean. Now, this seems to me to be a good approach. And I heard you, the 6,400-member Council of Delegates. I hear you. But you see, they did change this. Now, whether we end up with 6,400 or 2,100 or 13, I don't know. That seems to be something. They've put a lot of thought and a lot of energy in this, and I want to get these guys on the air. I want to get them all on the air so we can vet this whole thing out and their intent. You know, that's what you usually do. Somebody has an idea. You don't understand the idea. Yes, the person has the idea. What's the idea? And then they're able to tell you, at any rate. So the founder of this, David Zinn, I think it's pronounced Zuniga. He's near Laredo, raising cattle just 50 miles from the Lazy G Ranch belonging to Jeff Bezos, the maternal grandfather, where he spent his summers. Graduated of Texas of a Bachelor of Science, I guess, in architectural, and he's been doing that, engineering and designing commercial buildings for 28 years. So, you know, the guy is, he's got a stake. He's got some stuff on the table here. Now, he's been pretty much all over the place, but this is the first time that I'd actually seen America again, and it being line by line, something I can read. I want to find out if this is something we can get behind, because you've heard me on this program, folks, repeatedly saying Trump's a good start, but that's the federal end. A change is nothing, nothing at all, really. Well, we're not done. We're only 1 week into his presidency, but excuse me, I don't want to wait 4 years to wake up in a free republic once again. That's a lot to put on one man's shoulders. It is our government. It is our country.
And your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Several websites out there. Let'sTrumpDC.org, AmericaAgain.net. So do yourself a favor over the weekend. Take a look at this. I am going to get the people associated with this little project up on the air. We're going to vet this thing out. And it's ironic here. They copyrighted this in 2008, just about the time we had our emergency banking, our crisis here in America. Yeah, we've been having crisis for a long time. By the way, before I get to the two remaining callers here, folks, we are doing pledges for the network, and we need your help. Once again, we appreciate it. And every little bit helps. There was a gentleman yesterday that made a nice sizable donation, and he got a call today with our heartfelt thanks, and we appreciate that very much. But, folks, this is a long-captured tribe. We've been captured for a long time. And as a tribe, we're either going to survive or we won't. Then you can put your vote in on that by voting with a couple of those really defunct and devalued FRNs. Call us here to network, 800-724. Are you writing this down? Are you? Okay. Now that you got the pen in hand, 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. Mikey, among with his other hats he's wearing right now, will be more than happy to talk to you, because it might be that your phone call makes sure that he gets paid next week. At any rate, or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Top of the page, donate. That takes you to the PayPal page. And you don't even have to be a member of PayPal. Did you know that? No, you don't have to be a member to make a donation. And I think a lot of people thought, well, I'm not a member of PayPal, so I'm not going to get into all that. No. You can use the PayPal screen. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to sign up for anything. You can just simply make a donation right there, and it's over and done with. It's painless. Well, less painful of sitting around not listening to this network. To me, that would be painful. Norm in Santa Monica. Let me take Norm here. Hello. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. No, I'm just was listening to a lot of these angry people who are disgruntled about being treated unfairly, and they seem like they have nothing to do about it. And the suggestion was made to me, and I think it's relevant to most issues, and that is there has to be a notice of error lodged with any, adversary or party that, that's the first step in eliminating any controversy, because the issue has to be established. Once right. The issue is established, right. Then you have an issue that can be discussed.
What's the standing?
And also,
yes.
Pardon me?
I said, what's the standing?
Yes. So once the issue is established, well then, once they've been notified of an error on their part, you see, if they don't demonstrate in good faith that they're willing to correct that error, well, that establishes the malicious intent on their part. And
now,
that malicious intent.
Now, Norm, the only thing that I would like is, once we've done all that informing, for one of these judges in their admiralty courts to look and go, oh, you're right. See, that's part of the problem that we don't...
Well, it doesn't matter, because you're still creating the record, you see.
The record
goes to the court of proper jurisdiction. Now, an admiralty who tries to trespass on somebody's civil rights, he may not have jurisdiction.
But Norm, you made this call. You're a day late and a dollar short on this one. You should have called in a little bit earlier, because some of the stuff you're bringing up is valid. Some of it is not. And I would have liked to have had the time to talk you through this thing, but unfortunately, we're out of time. See ya.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.